Okay, let's unpack this.
Let's do it.
We are diving into the Western Cape Provincial Treasury's latest report on municipal finances. This is for the third quarter, ending March 31st, 2025.
And it's all mandated by the MFMA, the Municipal Finance Management Act. It's basically a required public financial checkup.
So, what did that checkup find?
Well, it really reveals a fundamental tension. If you look at the big picture, revenue collection is pretty robust. They collected 71.9% of the budgeted revenue.
Okay, sounds good.
It is. But on the other side, on expenditure, they only spent 63.7% of the budget. That gap right there suggests a story of either really strong collections or maybe slow spending, or
Or both.
exactly both.
We should probably mention the data quality caveat right up front, shouldn't we? This all relies on data from MSCOA, the Municipal Standard Chart of Accounts.
Right, which is an incredibly complex system municipalities use for logging everything. And the Treasury itself noted some issues,
Like what?
specifically discrepancies and, misalignments in the capital funding data. So we just have to treat the raw numbers with a little bit of caution.
Got it. Okay, so with that in mind, let's look at the operating environment. You said revenue generation was a bright spot.
Oh, absolutely. Year-to-date operating revenue hit R73.57 billion. And the two main engines driving that were service charges. That's almost half.
48.2%.
Yep. And then property rates at 17.8%. And what's fascinating is that both of them actually overperformed their targets just slightly.
So the money is coming in efficiently. No problem there.
For the most part, yeah.
But where is it all going? What are the biggest costs eating up these funds?
Well, the spending is mostly predictable. You see, inventory consumed and bulk purchases. That's off of your electricity and water at R22.64 billion.
Which is what, about 35% of the total?
Just over, 35.3%. And then right behind that, you have employee-related costs. That's another R19.94 billion or 31.1%. So those two categories, they just dominate the cost structure.
Okay, so despite those massive costs, the report claims an aggregated operating surplus of R9.42 billion. That sounds almost suspiciously high for Q3.
It is. It's exaggerated. And this is really the key thing to understand.
How so?
The document basically says this surplus is overstated because several municipalities are just not reporting crucial non-cash items.
You mean things like debt impairment and depreciation?
Precisely. They're understating their operating expenditure, which means they're kind of masking their true fiscal position. It makes them look healthier than they actually are.
That completely changes the
Yeah.
picture. Okay, let's pivot to infrastructure. Capital spending is always a huge indicator, and historically, it's lagged.
And it continues to lag significantly. They've only spent R8.98 billion on capital projects. That is just 48.9% of the nearly R18.4 billion budget.
So they're way behind schedule.
Way behind. There are 2.43 billion behind their year-to-date target. Treasury says this is all down to, planning and supply chain processes taking too long.
Although, to be fair, the source material does note an improvement, right? A year-on-year improvement.
It does. That's a good point. Compared to this time last year, capital spending has actually increased by R1.39 billion.
Yeah.
That's an 18.3% jump.
So the trend is positive, even if they're missing the current target.
Exactly. The direction is right, but the pace is still too slow.
So what does all this mean for the debt cycle? We've got projects lagging, questions about the real operating health. What about the money that's owed to the
The
municipalities?
consumer debt, it's huge. The aggregate balance is R15.67 billion.
And who owes most of that?
It's primarily households. They account for R10.77 billion, or nearly 70% of the total. And here's the really worrying part. 66.3% of that debt, that's R10.38 billion, is older than 90 days.
Wow, that is a massive drag on the balance sheet. And speaking of debt, what about the money municipalities owe out to their suppliers?
The outstanding creditors, yeah. That totals R888.65 million, and almost half of that is older than 30 days.
Not great.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
And it connects to other challenges. The report even flags that one of the four municipalities in the ESKOM debt relief program failed to comply and got a breach notice back in January.
So to sum it all up, it looks like we have strong underlying revenue, but that strength is being seriously offset by, well, by major execution challenges.
Sluggish capital spending on one side.
And a massive aged household debt burden on the other, all while they're struggling with accurate reporting.
It's a classic case, really. Strong income masking some pretty weak execution and operational oversight.
Which brings us to an important question for you, the listener, to think about. What immediate practical steps should municipalities prioritize to make sure that critical non-cash expenditure like depreciation and debt impairment is actually reported accurately giving us all a true picture of fiscal health, not just an exaggerated surplus.